5 here today for the Kilbeacon T7s. We're here in association with Rationale Windows, Briar Hill Business Park in Ballybridge. You can call to their showroom there and view their full suite of products. Well, we've got the Kilbeacon T7s on at the moment. Let's go down and join with Darren Kelly, who's talking to the Kilbeacon T chairman.
Thank you very much, Johnny, and welcome here. And of course, the Sevens competition has just begun. St. Thomas is against Tommy Larkins. They're like eager beavers out in the field of play, mad to get going. I can just tell you, Michael Cusick's have won the Jokeland under 12 hurling title, beating Ardmore Mary 3-14 to 2-7. The entertainment here has just been brilliant so far, and I'm delighted to be joined by the Kilbeacon chairman, Justin Fahey. And Justin, we were just remarking off air, weather brilliant, hurling the camogie brilliant, great day out.
Yeah, absolutely, Darren, it's great day out. Sure, the sun is shining, which is always what we look for on Sevens bank holiday Monday. A few years passed, we didn't get the best weather, so we decided to build a stand, but the stand is going to be used for shade today as opposed to getting in out of the rain. But look, it's fabulous. The sun is shining, great juvenile finals have been on there, and there's a great day's Sevens hurling in store. So I just urge everyone to get out there that's around South Galway and North Clare to come up and support it. For tinners to come in the gate, I think you're going to get great entertainment and great value of the hurling that's offered, and a great camogie final at 5 o'clock between two local clubs, St. Coleman's and Thomas's, so it's going to be all to play for.
That'll be a battle in itself, and whatever two teams come out of the hurling Sevens too. But as you mentioned about the stand as well, and of course you had the redeveloped club grounds, we opened them when we met our return after 3 years last year. How important is this event for not just the parish, the area, but also for the club?
Oh, it's massive. Like, I suppose it was revived, like, going back with Kilbeacon and Sevens, it's going back since 1918, the time of Gaelic Sunday. There was a tournament for a priest going away to Australia. So we got recognised in Kilmacud, I said a few years ago, for starting the Sevens hurling. Then it was revived in the 60s, again in the 80s when they opened the pitch here. And a few years back, we needed to revive it again because the standard of hurling that was coming into it wasn't that great. But we did. We got great national on board, hotels, and we got Eamon and Terry Shield, New York, and Heineken Ireland, who were with us since the 80s. They all came on board and put up a 7,000 prize fund, and that has encouraged teams to come along. And now you're having senior, the best possible players that each club has coming and playing Sevens hurling. And like any development, I suppose last year we were here till all hours trying to get it prepared. This year was a bit more straightforward because we had everything done and ready, and it's great to showcase the facilities we have, because I think, not to be blowing our own trumpet, but I think when you walk in the gate here, I think it's a credit to all the club members for the hard work that they've done in getting the place, the development that we have here today. And it's about the future, it's about the kids, the Michael Cusick kids that won that final, and St. Coleman's. It's about having proper facilities for them when they come up along, and if we don't have them, then we won't have a future, and that's what it's all about. So in any club development is important, and that's what we were building for.
And that's where we're covering everything. We heard from Cilla Fahey earlier on, and we'll be hearing from Finbar Gantley, the Michael Cusick's manager, before the top of the hour. But as you mentioned there as well, the entertainment we have here, like, the club have been fantastic. Their food, their tea and coffee, everything. Yeah. And of course, we've stars in the field of play. We're watching a few of them from St. Thomas's and Tommy Larkins at the moment, but like two that I mentioned to John Richards earlier on, like Patrick O'Connor, he's lined up with Tubbers today as well, an All-Ireland winning captain. And of course, Heather Cooney, a three-time All-Ireland winner, lined up with St. Thomas's in the camogie final.
Yeah, great hurlers and great camogie players. Are delighted. You should have seen Heather here yesterday. She was absolutely brilliant along with the other St. Thomas's girls. But look at, Pat has never let us down. Anytime he could play, he did play in it, no more than David Burke going back, and other Joe Gantley, like, who's a Sevens kingpin at this stage, he's talking out again today. Like, the amount of brilliant hurling he's put on here year after year is unbelievable. So there's great players, and on offer. Okay, you can't have the county players, obviously they have bigger things, but look at, I think the best of the rest of the club is here.
I'm sure a few of them will be knocking around even for a day off. You mentioned about the support to get the Kilbeacon Sevens up and running again, Justin, but also plenty of sponsorship, plenty of support, not just from the area, from around too, and that's been vital.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, our main sponsors is Eamon Terry Shield, New York. I'm sure he's listening in New York. He couldn't be here with us this year, he's here every other year, but massive support it was in development here, and he couldn't do enough for us, and it's home from home from him, and it always has been. So just to say hello to him out there. But Heineken Ireland and Great National Hotel Group, Alan O'Grady and Michael and Aileen have always been supporting us as well. But then you have the local sponsors who take out ads in our programme. Just a big thank you to them. We have our own club sponsor, Cardiff Lake, and there's 17 of them there. Without them we couldn't do anything, and like it's brilliant to have the support, and everyone gets around us for this, because it has been there since the 60s, the 80s, and it's just a day to look forward to. It's a bit different, it's Sevens hurling, but great entertainment. But we couldn't do anything without the sponsors, absolutely not. And I have to mention Pat Lynch and the barbecue, the amount of stuff he does for us as well, and the sponsorship he gets in, and Mike Cohn and them guys up there. They put in a Trojan shift, the barbecue team, all day, and without them it wouldn't be what it is either.
And it just makes it too when we have the weather as well. Before I let you go, Justin, because I know there's a lot going on, we were talking there, getting people down here, and it's 1 o'clock, there's loads of time to get down here and enjoy the action, even if it's only for the two finals later on at 5 o'clock and 6:15 there, provisional times of the Camogie and Hurling finals. But McCarthy's next door, yeah. The entertainment will continue, nobody will be going home from Kilbeganey too early tonight.
No, we're very lucky to have McCarthy's. Oh, they're massive supporters of us, but very lucky to have it on our doorstep. We don't need a bar in the clubhouse or anything like that, so like other clubs, we're very, very lucky to have Anne and Florence down there. We have fabulous music. Fergal Kinnear put on a big banquet for us last year and kept us there till all hours, and we hope to do the same thing tonight again. I think a lot of people have a Tuesday bank holiday booked off as well, so that's what it's about. It's about a social event more than the hurling and everything. It's coming, meeting people and talking to people and getting out. And look, at we were long enough not out for 2 years there with COVID, so look, at get down to Kilbeganey. I think it's going to be a great day, and you don't have to be here for the day. As you said, the semi-finals are on around 5 o'clock, around 4 o'clock, and then you have the Camogie final at 5 and the Sevens final at 6. So come down at any stage, we'll be here, and it's going to be a great day.
Well, Justin, we're certainly enjoying it, and we'll keep in touch with you later on, everything that's going on as well too. St. Thomas's 1-2, Tommy Larkin's 3 points, that's the halftime score in the opening game in the Hurling Sevens as well. And of course we have these matches, Justin, before we go, coming thick and fast over the course of the afternoon.
We're going to try and run it off. We're a bit 15 minutes behind schedule, so we've a new group format this year, so we'll try and run them off with the top two going through out of each group, so it's going to be helter skelter. But look, just thanks to yourselves, Galway Bay always add to the occasion. I know Sean can't be here, just say hello to him this year, but you're a big boost to us, Donal, and all the team there at base, and it's great to have you here with us today, so thanks very much.
Justin, the pleasure's are absolutely ours. We're enjoying the hurling, and we'll catch up with you again later on as well. Johnny, that's it for the moment down here. It's half time in the opening game of the Hurling Sevens. We'll hear from the Michael Cusick's manager Finbar Gantley before the 2 o'clock news as well, and plenty more people over the course of the next couple of hours.
Thank you very much, Darren. You're definitely having fun out there on pitch side there, talking to Justin.